It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some members of the Aurora City Council want the city to ban police from using tear gas and pepper spray to subdue protesters. The proposal is being considered in a council committee, and committee members are tweaking language before taking the bill to the full council. Aurora police have been criticized for using smoke and pepper spray against demonstrators protesting the death of Elijah McClain, a black man who died last year after a confrontation with Aurora police. Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman says paramedics in the city should stop using the sedative ketamine until a review of its use is completed. Paramedics injected Elijah McClain with ketamine in that encounter with police last year that led to McClain's death. Several reviews of the drug's use are underway, and Aurora City Council is considering banning it. Colorado Mesa University is relying on science and technology to keep coronavirus off campus. That includes thermal imaging cameras and mobile symptom trackers. University President Tim Foster.
You know, we've turned up the air exchange in all of our buildings so that they're functioning at a turnover rate like you'd see in a hospital.
Colorado Mesa University has spent more than $5 million on those safety measures. So far, the school in Grand Junction has reported 58 cases of COVID-19 during the fall semester. There are about 8,000 students currently on campus. North of Grand Junction, the largest wildfire in Colorado history burned this summer, and record heat is partly responsible. Last month was Colorado's hottest August on record. Becky Bollinger is the assistant state climatologist. She says the previous hottest August was in 2011, but this new record knocked it out.
It wasn't even close. The statewide average temperature was 70 degrees, which to me just sounds shockingly warm.
That's combining high and low temperatures across the state, and that's close to 5 degrees warmer than the recorded average, a result of climate change. Bollinger says the most intense conditions were on the western slope, where that hot and dry weather fueled the Pine Gulch fire. That fire burned almost 140,000 acres. It is now almost completely contained. Grand Junction has highs today in the 70s, and it'll be getting warmer through the weekend. Along the Front Range and around Denver, 60s today. That's for Denver, Colorado Springs, and in Fort Collins, getting warmer tomorrow, and then warmer again for Sunday. This is CPR News.